And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, with his normal Friday check-in. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
Not a normal Friday, though. It's the morning after the draft. Your first takeaway, I saw you post, this was different for us Browns fans. We normally have that first pick or two in the first round. We know who we're going to go with. You don't have to spin this morning. As you said, they've got a guy at a position that maybe can shore up some problems short and long term, right?
That is a hope, and it actually was the kind of that group of defensive backs or at the bottom, a guy named Stokes and Asante, and then this Greg Newsom, the second of those three. Newsom was my favorite guy, not that I sit there staring at hours of defensive back tape, but I just thought it was a good idea, and I kept thinking they had to get a cornerback because they are really thin at that position. You need a whole bunch of them.
It's kind of like pitching in baseball. You can't get enough of it, can you?
You really cannot. In fact, Mike Pettine, one of the Browns coaches many years ago, told me that was the thing about defensive backs and safeties and the rest. Because I remember one year he opened the season with 11 defensive backs, and I asked him that, and he said, well, first of all, they get hurt. And secondly, man, when they fall apart, you really feel it. And he said, yeah, I know you like baseball. It's like pitching in baseball. So that's correct. So hopefully they got a good starter, if nothing else, a good guy that pitched some innings in relief when they go to five defensive backs.
Right, and he's a little bigger than some of the other cornerbacks. Yeah. And he's gotten it done on the field, Terry. You know, it's not like you're projecting.
Right, he played at Northwestern. He's 6'1". I have to admit, I know they list, I was surprised they list Gritty Williams like a 6'1 or 6'2. He always looks smaller to me than that. And it was hard in my mind to have him as the projected starter, which they were doing, you know, I guess up until last night. I'm sure they'll say that going to training camp, but the door's wide open for this kid, and I wouldn't be surprised if they take another cornerback or safety or something coming up. Tomorrow's the second and third round? Tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tonight's second and third, and then tomorrow, four through seven. So,
excuse me. Yeah, I'm still up.
I know. I hear you.
Yeah. The second and third rounds, exactly, are certainly in the last four.
You know, Terry, I just think right now, from what we've seen, I've loved the way Andrew Berry's gone about things last year with the offensive line. There's a trust I think right now that I have in him right now that the moves they're making, I feel very good about.
Well, they make sense. You don't have to stand up there and explain something that looks really strange. And that helps. Now, sometimes the strange turns out to be correct, but most often in Cleveland, when you took something that didn't make any sense, we look up at midseason and go, that really didn't make any sense. Whereas when you're taking Newsom, a good cornerback, remember, smart, tough, accountable, you know, you hear that over and over again for the Browns. Well, that's this guy. He's smart. And he played at Northwestern. He played in the Big Ten. He should be ready to go. And he's certainly the kind of guy, if you listen to his interview, that you'd like to have in Cleveland.
Yeah, speaking of that interview, there's a quote from USA Today. They called him a guy with copious swagger.
Ah, well, you know what? I like my cornerback to have a little swag.
You better have because there are going to be days not pretty out there.
Right, there are days, and you've got to be able to just flip the page and move on, and it sounds like he's got a little of that. He believes he was the number one cornerback. Terry, kind of interesting, right after the Browns selected Greg Newsom, the Ravens took a wide receiver. You kind of look at what's going on in the division, so there's somebody for him to guard there. Any other takeaway you have overall from last night's draft in the first round?
Well, it's always fun to watch the other teams trying to figure out what quarterback to get and which one to take, and is this going to work? And it's not this team. That was my takeaway. Secondly, I thought, and not just because I'm not a huge Ohio State fan. Obviously, I'm in Ohio and I like Ohio State. But I just thought Fields is so underrated by these people. And I'm glad for him. I think the Bears are a pretty good spot as long as Mike Navy maybe has more patience with him than he did with Mitch Trubisky. But I think Fields could really play. And a lot of people are going to regret having him, drop that low.
Hey, one other note. Get you out of here on the buzz around Aaron Rodgers. I don't know who's saying what, but that is a big story if he indeed wants to get out of Green Bay.
Yeah, and where does he go? And, you know, I've heard Las Vegas would be one or somewhere like that, but maybe it's time. Who knows?
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Terry Pluto. Always look for his great posts in the Faith column tomorrow. Terry, thanks, pal.
Take care.
saw somebody tweet, would Belichick be looking at him at all?
Not now. I think he's going to go with Matt, I would think. Well, I don't even know that he'd have enough to give. What would he give
to
Green Bay?
Yeah, I don't know.
Green Bay has to, they took the young quarterback last year, yeah. So they're not really looking for a quarterback in return. Yeah, I mean, you've got to give them number ones galore, I would think. Now, Gruden may look at something like that with the Raiders.
6:57, we'll talk some baseball. Indians in Chicago for the weekend. Jensen Lewis coming up at 7.